And that really kind of leads into the next thing I was going to ask you about, which is post-transplant and the issue of maintenance. And you were talking about Dr. Palumbo's concept of, you know, long-term or continuous therapy. Where are we today in terms of the use of so-called maintenance therapy after transplant?
So the most commonly used maintenance therapy after transplant is lenalidomide as a single agent. And it was approved at 10 milligrams a day continuously and can go up to 15 milligrams after several months of tolerance, or can go down to 5 milligrams a day if there's less tolerance. And the data is very strong. There is a dramatic improvement when lenalidomide as maintenance therapy is used until progression or an intolerance of therapy, as opposed to a fixed period of time. And so when used to progression, the CALGB study demonstrated a more than 3-year improvement in progression-free survival, and that ultimately translated into improvement in overall survival. I think there are several challenges or risks that we need to be aware of when using long-term lenalidomide maintenance therapy. One is the increase in second primary malignancies. The baseline rate after a transplant is somewhere around 2 to 3%, and primarily looking at hematologic malignancies. And that rate probably doubles with the long-term use of lenalidomide as maintenance therapy. Even with that doubling, we still see the profound impact on improvement in progression-free survival and overall survival. And so the biggest risk in a myeloma patient's life is their myeloma. And so in a large part, we counsel the patients on the risk of second primary malignancies and try to put it in perspective.